And that's Midview Minis head coach Sean Bristow joining us on the hotline. Coach Bristow, thank you for taking the time to join us here this evening. How are we doing?
Doing well. Thank you guys for having us on and covering the sport of wrestling.
Hey, Coach. Obviously we're heading into this season, and I don't know what you would classify, if you could potentially classify this as like a rebuilding year, but last year's senior class was something special at Midview. Obviously, so many good kids, led by, four-time district qualifier Andrew Fillion and two-time state qualifier and state placer Daniel Buknavich. Obviously, sad to see those guys go, but the show must go on. And what are you kind of thinking about going into this season?
Exactly. You know, losing those guys was tough, but we're moving forward on with our new wrestlers. And we've got a very young team this year, mainly made up of freshmen and sophomores. And, we got a couple district returning district qualifiers back, Colton Bell, Tyler Smith, Tyler Dye, and then we picked up Colin Thompson from Brookside. He was a district qualifier. He moved to Grafton. So that was a nice extra person to have on the team.
Yeah, and obviously Colin Thompson was only a freshman last year. Tyler Dye was only a freshman. So those are some young guys who were able to make that step in their first season in high school. So that looks good for the future, right?
Yeah, yes, for sure. Like I said, you know, going to be young. We're working hard. And Tyler Dye, speaking to Tyler, he peaked, you know, really well last year at the very end of the year, kind of as all the coaches want the kids to do. He did a really nice job peaking there at the end at sectional and district.
And helping in that, that season of return, I guess, as we could call it, a couple of freshmen who were middle school state qualifiers last year, Gabe Bohrer, Austin Dye. Talk about those guys. I obviously haven't got to see them yet, so I'm kind of excited to see, a couple guys, come through and do some big things.
Yes, three freshmen that really stand out to me is, like you said, Gabe Bohrer. He had maybe one loss in middle school. He won the district right before the state tournament got canceled. So looking for big things out of him. Austin Dye is Tyler's brother. He's an upper weight for us, and he was a state qualifier. And he's kind of funny. He kind of wrestles like a 160-pounder. You know, he has a lot of different moves that he uses. It's nice to see that he's, moving so well for a bigger guy. And then we have freshman Hunter Anderson, which is Zach Anderson's brother, and he's been looking really solid in practice as well.
A lot of the coaches we talked to about the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, but it started back in March, and it in the first few days when everything went off, the high school state tournament was canceled, and you guys were one of the particular teams that got hit hard by that because Daniel Buknavich was set to possibly do some big things down in Columbus. He's now at Cleveland State, but how has that disappointment kind of rolled off, and what are your kind of thoughts now that you've had months to kind of reflect on that disappointing finish to last season?
It was devastating, you know, for not only Daniel, heartbreaking. It was for his family, for all the other state qualifiers, and it definitely left a bitter taste in our mouth. We were hoping that he had he definitely had a shot to win that title, but we'll never know. That's the tough part about it. But yeah, this off season actually, it brings me to the off season. It's been kind of tough because a lot of the kids, were kind of nervous about getting on the mat and having workouts at Midview and stuff like that. So we've been a little behind, but we're kind of catching up now, and we're kind of taking it one day at a time with this virus and one week at a time. Because this week we actually already had Westlake canceled. We were at Westlake Saturday, and we had Berea Mid Park this Thursday at home, which has been canceled. So we're kind of one day at a time, one week at a time, see what happens here. Hopefully we have a season.
Coach, do you notice some discouragement kind of, remanating from the kids following a couple of cancellations like that? I mean, you put in all the work, you come in, you grind, you work hard, only to see the first couple of events canceled there. Again, do you notice some of the kids maybe discouraged after some of that news?
You know what? Practice today, actually, it started off kind of rough, but then the kids turned it up towards the end. And we actually, last week, Midview, we canceled. We had practice Wednesday, and then Thursday was Thanksgiving, obviously, and then no practice Friday, Saturday. So we were definitely kind of struggling a little bit today. And Like I said, things picked up towards the end, but their spirits kind of, you know, came in. They were kind of coming in kind of rough, and then they finished strong today. So that was a good sign.
Coach, I haven't got to see a lot of scheduling info, and the scheduling I know is like crazy right now because nobody really knows what's going on. But I know the postseason dates are probably going to be put into play, and you guys obviously got to host that Division I sectional last year, kind of loosened up a little bit of the logjam that the Division I sectional has been at, you know, in recent years at Westlake and some other schools. Is that the plan to go again this year? Do you plan on hosting again and splitting up some of the D1 field in Northeast Ohio?
Yes. Our AD, Dan May, said that we should have it again. Usually it's a two-year deal. So I'm assuming that we're going to still host that. Hopefully that'll happen. And I'm thinking, I haven't heard about the teams that would be in it, but I'm pretty sure it'd be pretty similar probably to last year.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Bristow, we appreciate the time this evening. Thank you, as always, for taking a couple minutes to talk about what you guys got going on over there at Midview. Obviously, this season, it's different. It's weird. But, again, hopefully when it gets underway, whenever that is, it happens smoothly and safely. Thank you again, and best of luck to you guys this year over there at Midview.
All right, and thank you, guys.